Well, good morning, everyone. Please sit down. It's such a privilege as ever to be here with you this morning. I was thinking, what an amazing story that we have just heard about the Syrophoenician woman. I don't know whether any of you are familiar with that story or whether it rings any bells. But I thought, what an important day to have this story when we are talking about the Mothers' Union and what role that might have when we're inviting Isabella to baptism and the role that parenting and faith has. So we encounter this gospel reading, and it's both in Mark, which we've just heard, and also Matthew's reading. And we encounter this woman's strong love and persistence and compassion and faith. So here we are. We meet Jesus in this region of Tyre, which would be like modern-day Lebanon. And to give you a bit of history, this is mainly a Gentile region, so not a region where the Jewish people were. And they had a very long and unhappy history and relationship with Israel. And these people were considered typically Israel's enemy. So that's the context. Now, the woman's name is not known, but we know about her courage, her insight, and her wisdom. We identify that she is Greek and of Syrophoenician origin. She is an outsider to the Jewish faith, an outsider to the people that Jesus feels that he has come to bring closer to God. And we meet her being brave, being courageous, because she is violating the Jewish tradition of approaching Jesus. She's a woman, a Gentile woman, as she is approaching a Jewish rabbi, a teacher. And then she is making a request of him, which is both unconventional and breaks tradition. This is a woman who is being single-minded. She knows what she wants. And it's this love and this female wisdom and faith that is motivating her. She heard about Jesus, and she knew she had to go to him because she recognized who he was and what he could do and how that he was God. So this motivation makes her go and beg him to remove the unclean, or later they call it demon spirit, from her little daughter. And it is evident from the answer that Jesus gives, let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs, that both of them understood the tension between the Jews, the children, and the Greeks, the dogs. But we see this mother's fierce, deep love, a love that makes this woman risk prejudicial condemnation to go to a person from a group that despised her people and to seek healing for her daughter. We see her love, her faith, and her discernment of who Jesus is. And her persistence pays off. This woman in this story will not take no for an answer. She shows humility. She perhaps humiliated herself in a desperate effort to save her daughter, refusing to give it up even when it seems like Jesus rebuffed her. Her quick and nimble repartee, she answers him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." This turned what seemed to be a rejection from Jesus on her part to her advantage and showed great faith. And having great faith, she would succeed. And having great faith, Jesus would discern this. And Jesus saw her deep faith and he responded. "For saying that," he says, "you may go, and the demon has left your daughter." Can you imagine how she felt? Knowing what she had to do, knowing that she had achieved it, knowing that Jesus could be influenced and that his eyes maybe were opened, that he's not just there for the Jewish people. He is there for everyone, and that includes you and me. And the woman, she went home, and she found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Jesus lost the argument, if we want to see it as an argument, but albeit willingly. And it's the only time we know that perhaps Jesus was out-argued or Jesus' eyes were opened to who he was for everyone throughout all time. what ways is this Syrophoenician woman a role model for us? She was humble. She was humble before God, before Jesus. She was persistent in bringing her needs to Jesus. And she had that deep faith that Jesus had ample power and goodwill to meet her needs. But then the second part of this gospel reading should not be overlooked. We see that Jesus has travelled to Decapolis and he meets a group of people bringing a deaf man with a hearing and speech impediment for healing. What's so exemplary about these people is that they cared enough about their friend, their needy friend, and they also believed, they had that deep faith that Jesus could heal him. Another good model for us about prayer and witness and belief. And Jesus takes that man aside. He doesn't do it publicly. He takes the man aside, and an intimate gesture, he uses actions, miming the man's present need, miming the course of healing. This man couldn't hear, he couldn't speak. So it's important that he had that trust, that deep, intimate trust in Jesus. And the manner in which the healing alone came, that man, that deaf-mute, could understand. His ears that were blocked are open. He spits in them. He opens the tongue. He looks upward and glances and sighs with prayer. All of these are visual reminders to this man what Jesus is doing and who Jesus is. So when Jesus puts his fingers into the man's ears and touches the man's tongue, he is saying, Ephphatha, meaning be opened. Be opened. How many of us long for that opening? How many of us need to have our ears opened, our eyes opened, and our heart opened to faith, to journey, to walk with Christ? And how does the crowd respond with healing? Do they do as they're told? Do they tell no one? No, they are full with overwhelming amazement. They are zealous in telling everyone about this. And this healing is mirroring the words of Isaiah that Essie read to us, signposting that Jesus is the Messiah. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. And then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless will sing for joy. How powerful is that for the crowd to witness that fulfillment? And here today, we have Isabella's family, bringing her for baptism, bringing her into the family of Christ, the family that we belong to. They are asking each one of us as a family to walk alongside them as they bring Isabella in faith. They are believing in faith. And we know that you also are here to re-witness and respond to that faith that you feel, Cherry, inside you. This is powerful for each one of us this morning. When we come for baptism, when we renew our faith, when we read these stories, we see this courage. We see what deep faith can do for each one of us. So this morning, we should ask again for a physical and spiritual opening to Christ, asking that God gives us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts open for that relationship, that transformational relationship with him. Let us approach Jesus with the faith that he can meet our needs in whatever our situation is. Jesus can meet our needs, whatever our situation is. And let us, like that crowd, praise him who has done everything so well. Let us be inspired by that courage of the Syrophoenician woman and that deep faith. Amen.